This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Gaza's health ministry on Thursday said the death toll from 10 months of Israel's military offensive against the Hamas terrorist group had crossed 40,000. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
The grim milestone comes as a new round of ceasefire talks was underway in Qatar's capital, Doha, aimed at ending the bloody conflict and securing the release of more than 100 Israeli hostages held captive by Hamas militants in Gaza. A ceasefire outlined in the spring by U.S. President Joe Biden would pause fighting and begin the return of the hostages, but both sides have blamed the other for failing to reach an agreement. The high-level negotiations on Thursday include Israeli, Egyptian, and American spy chiefs and Qatar's prime minister.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Thursday claimed his country's troops have taken full control of Sudza, which would be the largest Russian town to fall under Ukraine's purview since the start of its cross-border incursion more than a week ago. Zelensky said Ukraine's military is setting up a command office in Sudza, which suggests Ukraine might plan to remain in the Kursk region long-term or just to signal to Moscow that it intends to do so. United Nations Deputy Spokesman Farhan Haq on Thursday repeated the World Health Organization's announcement calling mpox virus a public health emergency of international concern.
WHO is warning also about the potential of this mpox virus to spread further across countries in Africa and possibly outside the continent.
And indeed, the World Health Organization on Thursday confirmed a case of the viral infection mpox in Sweden was linked to an outbreak in Africa, the first sign of its spread outside the continent, a day after the WHO declared the disease a global public health emergency. This is VOA News.